Drum roll, please. Oh, I love that. I love that at the end of that music. Okay, hello. This is the 200th day in the year of 2021. Did you ever imagine that we would just float through 2021 that quickly? There remains 165 days in this year. So, time is getting shorter and shorter. Better do what you're going to do before we're looking at 2022. Believe it or not, next thing we know, we'll be singing the first Noel and it'll be Christmas. So it's not too late. Just, you know, walk through your plans and check your schedules and your calendars and go back to see what you were going to do and do that. Well, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download an app, which you can get from your Play Store. The name of the app is called TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. Download that for free and search WWGH. And you will be able to take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Or call into the show today, 740-383-9944. If you would like to ask any questions or make any comments. And today we have a giveaway. 2 tickets to the Columbus Zoo. But you will have to call in at 4:30, between 4:30 and 5 p.m. And after I finish my announcements and everything, I'll give you the trivia question. So just hold on for a little bit, okay? Alrighty. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulics Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have free produce every third Saturday of every month, and that will be August the 21st. It begins at 12 noon and ends at 2 p.m. They just had it the past Saturday, couple days ago, and they gave away meat, so I'll be listening to be able to share that with the listeners if they're going to have that opportunity again in August. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. And I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. The truth about illusion. Illusion is the idea that people should be and do what we want them to do or want them to be. We think they should be doing. Why do we think people should be doing what we want them to do? I think that goes along with just trying to keep your hands on them where you can see them, right? You don't want them to blow up or do anything great in their life, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. But despite appearances or our perceptions of others, to the contrary, contrary means that's opposite in the meaning. You know, and the nature or the direction a person should be going in, living their own life, going in their own direction. You know, sometimes when you talk to people, you have to say, well, this is a suggestion. You know, that way that leaves people in a frame of mind. Well, I may take that into consideration, but I don't have to do it, right?
That's right.
Right. So let's not deceive ourselves. We should not have that much power over another person's life and the direction that they should be going in. Alrighty, alrighty. I'll get with my guest today, Tim Jones. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing well. Can't complain.
That's great.
Yep, life is good. That's the motto. I stick with that every day.
Life is good.
That's right.
Absolutely. Like Dolores said, it's a good day to be alive, isn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Excellent, right? It's an excellent day to be alive. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, now it seems like a long time since I've seen Tim, because it has been almost 2 months this time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Busy. Yeah. Then all the holidays and everything else is just, Yep, but I'm here.
Amen. So introduce yourself to the people.
Well, Tim Jones, serial entrepreneur, consulting designer, you name it, I'll possibly do it, you know. Just keep it short and sweet.
And he means that.
Yeah.
He does a lot of things. You have many irons in the fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many irons in the fire. Like being a life coach, I know that has a lot of time. It takes a lot of time. Being a designer of your own product, I know that's very consuming. And he got on all this bling today, his earrings and his necklace and bracelet. You designed that too?
Nah, people ask me. No, I did not design it. But honestly, it inspires me to go into it, because I kind of have an idea of what I want to do, but I'm just not there yet in that industry. But I know where to go.
All right.
When it's time.
Alrighty. Don't think I forgot. Let me give you the trivia questions. I can tell if you're listening or not if you wait it. Who did God call a mighty man of valor? Who did God call a mighty man of valor? That telephone number is 740-383-9944. And don't forget, we have two tickets to Columbus Zoo if you have the right answer. Alrighty? All right. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so we know you've been busy, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We know what was your latest design about? What did you design since I last saw you?
Oh, man, I designed watches. I think that's the last thing we talked about, but I have what's called crewies, which is a crew neck sweatshirt with shorts, and it's going to be embossed on the chest, also embossed on the back, and the logo is going to be embossed also on the shorts with the hat to match. So I'm waiting for that to come, and I also have my Gen 2, which I call the Generation 2 watches coming in, which is a step up above this, like crazy step up above the watch that I'm currently wearing.
Is that your Clark Kent?
Yes, that's my Clark Kent watch. It'll be available in yellow gold, white gold, and rose gold. They will be available at the end of this month. Be posted on the website. So got the website up and going. Just busy clothing. I'm trying to think.
You and kids wear?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, because the work that I do is customized.
Okay.
Because it's stitched. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
Everything stitching. So doesn't matter the size, you know? So.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter size, small, big, tall. We do it all.
Wow.
You know? So it's a beautiful thing, being able to have that to where you can contribute to everyone despite, you know, sizing and all that. So.
That's true. That's very true. Wow. Have you thought of maybe your own store or getting a spot in someone else's establishment?
Sometimes, but we're going to see how it goes, because I'm not a big fan of holding inventory, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with the watches coming in, I am going to be holding some inventory, so we're going to see how that goes, and we'll go from there. And if it's something enjoyable, I think I would consider that, doing like a brick and mortar eventually in the future. But right now, like, everything's online, you know, and it's a little bit easier access, you know.
Right.
So
that is right, online. A lot of people are going that way, aren't they?
Yes.
Easier.
Yep.
Okay. And then you don't have to deal with the inventory, right?
That's right, because I'm trying to get it to where pretty much I can just send an email to the manufacturers and get it done, boom, and they drop ship it.
Oh, that's neat.
Yep. So if we can do it that way I don't never have to hold inventory. I can just kind of call in and, well, send a message and say, this is what we need.
Right.
This is how many we need. And give me a time frame when it'll be done and have it sent.
It's like the internet has taken away the personal feeling of shopping.
Yes.
You know, putting your hands on it, see what the material feel like, mm-hmm. trying it on, see if it fits or not. But
yeah, I'm not a, it's funny because I'm not a big fan of like buying stuff online because I got to do just that. I want
right.
to feel it. I want to try it on, feel how it feels and all that. So I want to look at it and because pictures, man, they can be deceiving sometimes.
That's true. You got that right.
Like, man, I thought this was red. This thing is like maroon or yeah. something. It'd be crazy.
That's true.
It just, you know, you don't know what to expect sometimes. And then if you don't know the sizing, especially in different regions where you purchase, you got to know where you're purchasing from because you can get like an Asian size, which could run smaller.
Right.
You know, and those type of things. So you got to kind of have an idea. You have to do your research. You have to look, check out the reviews a little bit, see what other
right.
people are saying that purchased the product and all those things. So that's why it's important to leave a review,
yes,
whether good
yes.
or bad, you know, so
you're
other
right.
people, you know, can do their homework and do their due diligence.
Okay, I was trying to turn that volume down. All righty. You know, I've looked at reviews, too, before I order something, you know. Somebody might say, well, it was nice, but, you know, it was too small, or it was too big,
mm-hmm.
too tight. You know, they'll give you a suggestion, order bigger, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's good information. It is really good information, even though I still won't do it.
Yeah.
Like now, you know, during COVID, you can hardly get furniture delivered to your house.
Yep.
It was like 3 months in, you know, way out there in the future. And I'm like, I really wanted a living room set. I'm thinking, I'm going to send you my money, and then I got to wait.
Mm-hmm.
All this time to get my stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking about the anxiety attached
mm-hmm.
to
yep.
that. So I didn't do that. So I don't know where it stands now, but I might check on that soon. Wow. Then I hear that we may be back to mask.
Yeah, who knows, you know. Hey, if you feel that's what you need to do, do it. If you feel that's not what you need to do, do it.
Right. They're talking about another mandate may mm-hmm. be coming. I don't know how close that may be, but.
Yeah, for me, I'm just not seeing the numbers. It's not adding up to me, but that's my own personal opinion.
Right, right.
You know, but hey, I tell you what, there's a lot of money available during pandemics, so.
Right. There. I also understand this. There are a lot of scare tactics out
mm-hmm.
there. To have people frightened
mm-hmm.
to not take the virus shot or to take it or, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So people are like, they're kind of confused about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand, you know, I really do
yeah.
understand it. But it's not nice if it's for their benefit and people just come in and cloud
mm-hmm.
people's judgment, you know. But I don't know about that variant. Or how dangerous it is.
Yeah, I think you just have to go with your personal experience. Because I know some people that still wear the mask, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they have family members that passed from COVID and those
right.
things. So they still wear their mask to this day when they go out, you know. And you just kind of respect it, you know. I don't sit there and be like, oh, why you, you know.
Right.
Why you wearing a mask? And that whole thing's over with or anything like that. You know,
right.
you just respect it. Let people, like you said, you can't tell people how to live their lives. And tell them which way to go, just like, you know, the word for the day. So,
yeah, the illusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't live under illusion, thinking you can tell people what to do,
yeah.
how to do it, when to do it, or who to do it with.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Absolutely. My. So you have, I kind of got off the subject, but you have your watches coming.
Yes.
And what else new you have coming?
Watches, clothing. What else? Oh, I just bought a press. So I bought a heat transfer press and a vinyl cutter because I want to do some of my own printings with different designs. But mainly I want to print some stuff up for me, my son, and my daughter. And so we all can just kind of look cool. And then other people's families and stuff like that, you know. So we got this Among Us shirts theme that we have going, and it's going to say Among Us Gang, and it's going to have my name, it's going to have the characters, my name's going to be above a character, my daughters, my sons, and my niece, and you know, if you're not among this gang, then you're not among us gang, you know, so okay. It's just something cool, something like pop culture, and something to have fun with the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Because our other Among Us shirts I got made, like, everywhere we go, like, people ask, oh, where you get those shirts? Those are so cool. Kids would be like, you're the imposter.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool getting the attention from the kids. And I want to be able to provide that same energy and same love that I get when I'm wearing it to another kid. So somebody else can come up and say, you know, you're the imposter, and green is always sus and all that. So I don't know. It's just, it inspired me to get it. So I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah,
so,
why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Have you thought about a winter line? Like, I know you can wear sweats all year round, right? Because they can be cool in the summer and warm in the winter. So have you thought about jackets or hooded jackets or bomber jackets for the winter?
Yeah, typically towards the winter time, I usually do my joggers.
So
we got nice joggers in the wintertime. And then I'm also thinking about doing slides, or what we call flip-flops, because I walk around the house and I got some on. I'm just like, I might as well wear my own. You know what I mean?
Might as well, right?
So I think that's coming next on the chopping block. And then my cousin want me to do socks. So I guess I'm going to have the matching socks with the slides.
Slides
to match. So I'm going to do like a set. So.
People wear socks with slides, flip-flops?
I do.
Do you?
Yes. I mean, some people do. A lot of people do, honestly. You go out, especially the athletes, you go out, you see, you know, that's what the younger guys wear. You see them, and typically they have their Nike socks on with their slides, or they have some Gucci socks on with the Gucci slides or something.
Okay.
It's just a fashion thing.
So you're not talking about the slides that go between your toe?
Yeah, no. We call them the thong ones. I don't know. That's not my style.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not my style. Just the ones with the, you know, the front is open.
Right.
Yeah. So,
sounds like a cool line you got coming up.
We'll see, man. We'll just see. Just create. That's it. And let the people choose. I mean, I do it for me, first and foremost, but if somebody else wanted it, it'll be available.
That's good. That's cool. Real cool. I'll be looking forward to seeing that, because you don't disappoint.
I try not to.
Yeah, you don't disappoint. People be looking at you as a model.
No.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. They want to see what you got on, what you're wearing, you know, what your kids are wearing. So that's like a billboard.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to even do that. Go on a billboard.
Well, I've been shooting a lot of content. I got so many ideas in my mind. And that's one thing I'm excited about with this clothing and with the watches. I have so many ideas in my mind that it's so ready to come out. And I'm putting it together slowly but surely. Because I just want to give people a glimpse of my world and how I think. And just being able to express yourself is just a beautiful thing.
Amen. You're right about that. You're right about that. No matter who like it, right?
Yes.
This is me.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who you are.
Absolutely. You got to be comfortable in your own skin.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I told myself that last week. This is you. I can, you know, I can change some things about me, but this is me.
Yeah. And you change the things that you don't like about yourself.
There you go.
That's what it is. I'm not going to change anything that somebody else doesn't like
there
about
you
me.
Go.
It's not really, it's none of their business.
It's all about.
It's a selfish thought, but it's all about me and that point. Now, if I see something that I don't necessarily like about myself, then I make efforts to change that,
right?
Especially if it's harmful to not only myself but to somebody else. And that's how I kind of put it on the checklist. Am I harming somebody else by, you know, acting like this, talking like, or whatever it may be, whatever the mentality is? If not, then okay. But if I don't like it about myself, I change that.
Right I get you on that. Like the Bible says, consider your ways. You know, Check you out first.
Yeah.
Clean you up,
that's
right?
That's right. Take the plank out of my eye.
Say that tree, right?
Yeah, take the whole tree out. That whole log, man. It's crazy. Take it out of my eye first before I try to correct somebody else. Speck of sawdust.
That's
little,
true.
A little dust in the eye.
That's right. And that, you know, that is so true. And I think we all have found ourselves guilty of that, you know, trying to clean other folks up and still a mess ourselves and need to be cleaned up.
Yeah, sometimes it's funny because some people get the best advice, but they won't take it for themselves. I'm like, yo, you got some great advice, but it's hard for us to take it for ourselves. We can always give it. Mm-hmm. And then for us to take our own is just, I don't know why it's such a difficult step, but it happens.
Hmm. I think because you don't see that you.
Yeah.
You know, in that self-image of yourself is like looking in that mirror, you know, and really looking at yourself, doing that self-evaluation, you know, which we all need to take time to do so we can grow and get better at communication with other people and have a better life.
That's right. That's what it's about.
Having a better life. Because who wants to be angry all the time? And who wants to be sad all the time, you know, with their heads down? Who wants to live like that?
I don't know. It takes too much energy. That's probably the reason why a lot of people run around talking about they tired. Well, you mad half of the time, or you upset about something. It takes energy. It takes too much energy.
It does.
You know, positivity, when you positive and you speaking positive and you being inspiring, what you're doing, you're energizing other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're taking in good energy. But if you fighting and arguing and being petty and bitter, oh boy, you're going to be tired. You know, that's the first thing people say when they arguing and fighting as couples. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of arguing. That's the first thing they say. And it's legit. You are.
Yeah. You are
because that energy sucks. That's what it's supposed to do. It's negative energy. Negative energy in the battery sucks. So it does.
It makes you sick.
Yeah, it does.
It can make you very sick.
Take the ways of a battery. A battery is very smart. Too much negativity in that battery, and all the negative, it builds up acid and corrosion, and then it has no more spark. It has no more life. It's dead.
Right. I just threw away some batteries like that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought, and they were in the drawer, and I didn't even realize that, you know, they had turned their white powder around it on the outside.
Yep. The acid.
Yeah, so let me get this out of here and put in the trash. Wow. So now we've progressed to Tim Jones as being a life coach. So we're talking about life issues now, and those are always on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some that we always need to talk about. And
yeah.
There's not enough self-help books out there today, and we always need another one in another category or, you know, something we may be dealing with. So what do you think is top and foremost on the list right now as being a life coach?
Top and foremost as in
people are dealing with.
Oh man, I mean, people gonna deal with life in general.
Talk about the COVID, but you know, there's some other things.
I was talking about today with somebody just the narrative of suggestive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't realize suggestive thinking are what we call subtle influences. So suggestive thinking will be like, let's say social media.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're on Facebook and there's these memes or whatever going off about relationships, or let's say what I see a lot, being nasty and being petty, not only for women, but also for men. Being rude, being nasty, and being petty is viewed as being cool. Mm-hmm. That's suggestive thinking. Because it really is not. It's really on the contrary. It's really on the opposite spectrum. But when you see it so much and you like, okay, everybody else is behaving like this, I guess it's okay for me to behave like that too. That's suggestive thinking. That's not really your ideal thought. You just seen that and then you download it and it's like, okay, eventually that became okay for you to do or okay for you to behave like that. But ideally it's not. It's not. You know, so we have a lot of suggestive thinking out there, and it's negative suggestive thinking. Very little that I've seen is in a positive manner. And how do you know? And here's evidence. Let's say you Google something, I guarantee it'll pop up on Facebook. That's suggestive thinking. So now they're trying to tell you, okay, you Google this, and now you look for this, and they're going to put that ad right in front of you to tailor. It's in the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's algorithms to study behavior, people get stuck in a life algorithm.
Okay.
You get stuck in certain behavior pattern. And so it's funny because when I write in my notes, when I have somebody across from me and I'm doing life consulting and I'm writing those notes and it comes down to stress, nothing outside the norm.
Right.
Because somebody's life can be so, in a sense, traumatic on day by day basis that becomes normal to them.
Right.
So
it's true.
Okay, he's stressed, but it's nothing that's abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Because this person's been going through that for a while. So
right.
Until they find a solution for that, That's normal, typical stress, right? And so the same idea, you can get stuck in certain rhythms, certain patterns, certain moods, the way you react and default to certain emotions. You can default to certain emotions. So one of the emotions I see people default to the easiest is anger. Anger.
Somebody and the most says that. Damaging.
Yeah. Anger. So quick, so easy. Boom, boom, boom. It's chaotic energy. I mean, it's not controlled. Nobody will ever run towards a transformer that's blowing up.
You know
what I mean?
No.
It's unsafe. It's crazy. You don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? If it's on fire, you're not going to go that direction.
It's dangerous.
You know, but now you'll go towards you'll walk past, let's say, an electrical pole that's standing up and doing what it's supposed to do. Why? That energy is controlled. It's running through the wires. There's nothing exposed, so it's controlled energy. So we have to learn how to, you know, manage our emotions, but also control them and learn about your defaults. Something happens, your brain goes, okay, how do we handle this? Okay, boom, this is how we usually do it. We yell, we fight, we cuss, we, or whatever. So until you practice doing the opposite, and that becomes the norm, that becomes downloaded, then you begin to react differently or respond differently. You know, so
that makes
suggestive
sense.
Thinking is crazy. Subtle influences. Why do we think the way we think? Why do we speak the way we speak? Why do we act the way we act?
Right.
You know, it could be environmental. Most of the time it is, but social. You know, who are you around? How do they act? Those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. I get that. And why do we think it's okay?
Because we practice it. We practice it that much that it's justified now. You know, sometimes it just becomes justifiable. Like, okay, this is me. Or it becomes, you practice so much, you might even notice it no more. It becomes a personality trait. You know, just become a part of your personality. It's what you became known for. You know, like that person, let's say they begin lying. They begin telling little white lies. And then more and more, they begin to tell more lies, more lies, more lies. And then next time somebody be like, oh, that's old Johnny lying stuff. You know, you become known by Johnny the Liar, or, oh, that's Tim the Thief.
Right.
You know what I mean? You become, because you did that so much that it became a part of your personality, and now that's what you're known for.
So. Right. And then when you hear that, you're like, I'm no thief.
Yeah, but
you are.
In reality, you are.
And that's what you've shown people, that character.
Yep. Character defects.
Self-evaluation, how important is that? It's very important.
Yeah, very. I evaluate myself a lot. I go real deep certain days of the week. I don't know. I get real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And typically the days I don't feel like eating, I low-key do a fast. I drink, and I won't speak very much, but I listen more, and I'm definitely like doing a lot of internal listening, and I'm questioning certain things and things that I do, and it's needed.
Yeah.
It's needed. It makes me a better man, at least I think.
And a female, a better woman.
Yeah.
You know, a better judge of character. Because if you can judge your own character, that makes you a little better at judging other people's character. Mm-hmm. And this illusion, I'm thinking, I almost didn't even use this today as a thought for today. But that's all we've been talking about, right?
That's right. You never know.
Wow. But God knows, and I trust him because he started that, a thought for today, you know. So it goes right along with the program, even if it wasn't my intentions to go that way. But just to think that I'm just a great person, and I'm on top of the world. And like you said, I give other people advice and tell people where they fall short and or how to super excel or do something great, that, you know, advice that I might not even take myself, and don't even know how to act. You know, don't even know how to talk to people, don't even know how to communicate, you know, and don't take the time to really look at myself and, you know, just presenting myself to other people and what they see. You know, and I also noticed this. People even know when you are afraid.
Yeah.
Because it gives off certain energy, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like that deer in headlights. There's a lot of hesitation when you're afraid of something. There's a lot of hesitation, you know, and a lot of freezing. So, yeah, Yeah, they can tell. They can tell whether it's the shakiness in your voice, whether it's the hesitant on taking action. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, the body doesn't, you know, the body don't lie.
That's something.
The body does not lie.
Can't even hide it.
No.
Can't even
hide
it.
No, because that's in the subconscious, you know. The adrenaline and those things gets going. That body starts to flood with that cortisol, and, you know, and it's ready for fight or flight.
Yes.
What you going to do, you know? Everybody got it.
That's
it's in
true.
It's in every single one of us.
That's true.
Fight or flight.
And then sometimes we disqualify ourselves mm-hmm. from the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I had to call my brother. It was funny because we was talking about this press. And I called him up and I'm like, why am I struggling to pay for something that I have the money for? And I know I'm about to do good with it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why am I struggling with this purchase? And I was like, and we just had that conversation. And he gave me some good advice on it. And it was just, I was like, I found that fascinating. Like,
mm-hmm.
why? What are you afraid of? It's because I didn't have the results. See, and I think that's what when you're caught up in fear, it's because you don't have the results.
Right.
Or you don't have the, when I say results, maybe even experience in it. So you might be a novice in it. You know, so you're afraid of failure, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I afraid? Like, no. And so you gotta cut that. You gotta grab that real quick by the horns
mm-hmm.
and kind of cut that off. Kind of cut that off. Yeah, and you gotta have that confidence and build the confidence.
Confidence.
You gotta
boy.
Take the chance and you gotta start. You gotta start and you know it's like, I know it's good. So why am I asking? You know, is this a good idea to somebody else when I know it's a good idea? It's mine. I wouldn't if I didn't think it would be good. I don't think God would have given me the idea.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
absolutely.
Like, so why would I go to somebody else and question what should be? Just try it.
Just try it.
Just try it out.
Yeah.
Odds are you might like it. Odds are you don't.
Nothing fails but a try.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
That's right. I mean, I think about worst case scenario. What would happen? I have a press in my house that I can possibly sell to somebody else.
Right.
Who would be able to use it.
So many designers and things out there
yeah.
doing their own thing, you know, and shops opening up every day.
Yeah.
So it would not be a loss to you.
Nope.
You know, not at all. So I guess your brother gave you good advice, like you said.
Yeah, he does. He does. And that's the thing about advice. There's a difference between, you know, advice and then like being somebody's boss. Like I tell people, I'm not your boss, I'm somebody you work with. Because a boss is like my dad, but even I don't necessarily answer my dad anymore. I answer the one who's the father. But a boss is like I'm my daughter's boss right now.
Right.
You know, I tell her to go whatever. She has to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's the difference between telling somebody this is what they have to do than advising someone. So because when you advise somebody, they give you the option.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So like we were saying earlier, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you advice.
Right.
And you your own person. Now you can make the choice.
Right.
You know,
do with it what you will, right?
Do whatever you will with it, you know.
That's what I tell my girls. It's just a suggestion.
That's it. Just a suggestion.
Do with it what you want. You can throw it away or you can, you know, put it on. Or
because
sometimes as a parent, you see a little deeper into your own children. You know, you already, they've been around you. You already know what they like, what they don't
mm-hmm.
like, and their strengths,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their weaknesses.
Yep.
You see that, you know. So if I give them a suggestion, I feel like it's a pretty good one,
yeah.
you know, because I've evaluated you,
yep.
you know. Yeah. And my mother used to say, I'm not going to say what you won't do, but I'm just not going to receive anything a person come up and tell me that you did do.
That's right.
Because, you know, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to think about that, too.
I see, my biggest thing when I give advice, I'm going to give advice on something that I'm experienced in and that I'm knowledgeable about. And if I'm not, then I'm going to figure it out
mm-hmm.
through somebody else or refer them to somebody who does. You know what I mean? So I won't go to a lawyer asking questions about a car, about, you know, mechanic car issues. I'm going
right.
to go to a mechanic. You know what I mean? And I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to go to a mechanic asking them for legal advice. I'm
going
to go to
gotcha.
A lawyer. You know, so it's all about who do you go to
mm-hmm.
for advice, and you have to evaluate, does this person have experience and or knowledge in the topic that I'm wanting to be advised on?
Right.
So
that's true. You don't want to go to the wrong person.
That's right. Yeah.
Like you said, you want a car, but you're not going to go like to the meat marketplace, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, absolutely. Life is so fragile. Oh, let me say this. You know, we have giveaways. If you're listening mm-hmm. to A Voice of a People today, live with Linda Sims, and Tim Jones is my guest today. Two free tickets to Columbus Zoo. Call in. Trivia question. Who did God call a mighty man of valor? We're talking about, I think, the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. If you have that information and call in 740-383-9944, you could have two tickets to Columbus Zoo.
Yep, call in. Get these tickets
while we're on the air. If not, I'll be offering these tickets again tomorrow, but there will be a different trivia question. Okay. All right, we're going to try to wind up this program. It's been going really good. I thank God for it, and good to see Tim back again.
Yes.
And know that he's still busy and doing his thing and still helping other people out there, and being a designer, and he has this new line coming forth and new watches, and now we're talking about life coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to throw this out there. We will be having once a month a show on singles.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Tim Jones and Kimba
Hubbard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimba Hubbard. So look out for that. We will be sending out some advertisements in reference to that. We know there's a lot of singles out there. Yeah, you know, we don't want everybody to be under an illusion. We got to be real with ourselves so that we can get the right type of connection. Okay? All righty. So, okay, life coach.
Yes.
So needed.
Mm.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day, even when you get up out to bed, you need to know where you're going, why you're going, you know, or just plan your day, you know, and be encouraged. We do run across bumps along the way.
That's right.
All the time. And like you said, different fears may come up on us that we don't expect, but we do have weapons against that,
mm-hmm.
right? And we just want people to understand that it is a part of life to be discouraged or to disqualify yourself from something really great that can be a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really want to go that way because life is too short to be miserable.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are every day. But I was telling somebody today, I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, where you at is a result from all the choices that you made. Now, whether that's good or bad, that's up to you to determine. But if you don't like it, you got to start making better choices.
True.
That's it.
True.
You know, this person all the way down to sleeping in their car. I'm like, listen, that's the choice.
Wow.
It's a choice. I said, but you don't have to sleep in your car.
No.
You know what you need to do. You know,
right.
That's the difference between giving advice. Like, I can tell you all day.
Mm-hmm.
Until you do it, you got to live with what you're going through. And I said, you got to get out of that survival every day. You're just surviving.
Mm-mm-mm.
Start living. He's like, yeah, I'll live for today. No, you surviving for today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what it is. You're not living. That's not living.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not. Nor should he be comfortable with that.
No.
Or use that as an excuse not to do better.
That's right.
Not to change yourself and your actions and reactions and your choices.
Yeah, because it's easy to just accept that. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
True.
I wouldn't accept it, but it's easy to. It's easy to, because saying to not accept it means you have to do.
Right.
You have to
do
the
better.
Work in. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult.
But it will be worth it.
Oh, yeah. When you start progressing.
Yeah.
You're not going to see results overnight, but I guarantee.
You'll feel better, too.
You'll feel better. And then when you get to where you want to be, oh, boy.
Mm.
That's the real celebration.
Yes. That's so true. So true. Wow. I saw a guy today who said he was homeless, and he was living in an abandoned house, and he got put out of the place he was in. But as I talked to him, he was telling me that his girlfriend's mother had given them this abandoned house. So the guy put him out of his house, and I'm like, why are you over there making it easy for him and not using your money to build up what you have? You see how much further you could have been along? You've been over there how many years?
Yeah.
10 years?
Wow.
You know?
Yep.
The choices that we make.
Yep.
Because I think it's like this. Don't want to do the work.
Mm.
Too hard.
Yeah, so you got to be persistent. I don't even think it's hard half of the time. You just got to be persistent.
Right.
And we're so driven. We're so, we can get so caught up on this thought of overnight results. Oh, I did this for one day, so I should be whatever, millionaire, whatever. That's not how it works.
No, it does not.
It's not how it works. Like, I've been doing this since 2013. Honestly, since high school, but when I got serious about it, it was 2013.
Okay.
It's 2021 now. And I feel like now I'm just getting at a decent start or decent pace.
It's 8 years,
yeah,
right? In the making.
Yeah. And I was just figuring it out and, you know, made plenty of mistakes and all that good stuff, you know.
Right.
And now I got an idea, you
right.
know, and I'm not afraid of the results.
And you are being persistent.
That's right. That's right.
And you're looking at it in reality.
Mm-hmm. Because really, you gotta think about this. It's about the journey. It's not getting to the top of the mountain. It's lonely at the top of the mountain. It's a beautiful view, but
right.
if you're the only one climbing, it's lonely. So just, mm-hmm. it's the journey. It's the journey. It's the fight. It's the struggle going up. It's the beauty, you know, everything about it. It's all in the journey.
Wow.
It's not necessarily a destination.
All right, that makes sense. We're going to wrap up this show, A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. I will be offering these tickets tomorrow, so I would hate to think nobody's listening to the show, but that's okay. We're still on the air, whether you're listening or not. Still on the air. So, Tim, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch with you about that Tuesday we were talking about. And hopefully you'll be listening tomorrow to A Voice of a People here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. My name is Linda Sims. All right. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.